This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Kim Checchio. Hello, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. Today, I am here with Brandon Painter. He is the owner of BP Tile and Stone LLC, and he was actually nominated by one of our guests of the Good Neighbor Podcast. So we always love that. She had nothing but great things to say about Brandon. I guess they've been friends for a long time, and his business is just kind of blowing up lately. So welcome, Brandon, to our show.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about your business.
So it's BP Tile and Stone. We are a local tile installation company who specialize in custom tile installations and using a product called Schluter, which is a waterproofing system that is becoming very big throughout the nation, not just here. And we do backsplashes, custom showers, flooring, exterior tile work, pretty much anything that you can think of, we can make happen with tile and stone.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm glad she had introduced your business to me. I always like to go snoop a little bit and on any platforms I can find you on. And so I was able to see some of your work, and it really, yeah, beautiful work. Love like some of the shower designs that I've seen. So yeah, I could see why.
We love it. It's my company. I have three employees outside of myself, and we've all been working together a long time, and we all take pride in our work, and it's artwork to us.
Yeah.
So we really love it. And our work kind of speaks for itself. A lot of people notice that, you know, we do a lot of high-end custom designs. And we do also the design part, not just installing it. So if people need help with design, we will help them with that as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Cause yeah, I was wondering about that. Cause I am the type of person that I know what I like when somebody tells me here are the options, but I'm not good at telling people what I like.
Right.
And I noticed that, yeah, you had really pretty, it looked high end, especially in like the bathrooms and stuff. So I was curious if you all are selecting that. So,
Nice. I work with multiple designers, also, but sometimes they're not on the spot and I have to come up with a design or something instantly. So it, you know, it kind of helps out knowing some design.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so tell us how you started your business. Like, how long have you had your business?
Well, BP Tile and Stone has only been 3 years now. I have been in construction for over 25 years. I actually started with my brother and my brother's father doing plaster and drywall, actually. And then I got into tile work through a friend of mine in high school. And his family owned a third generation tile company. And I went from there, and I found out how much better I like tile than the drywall and doing plaster, and how much more of like an art it was. Mm-hmm. And I just got hooked.
Yeah, I could totally see that. The finished product, how rewarding it would be to like see how much of a change as opposed to drywall.
Right. Yeah. And it's just the same repetitive thing every day. And with tile, it's a different design or a different material almost every job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to be able to, you know, get the hands on and work with different things all the time.
Mm-hmm. So what made you start your business 3 years ago?
Well, I'd actually worked with multiple contractors in our area, like tons of them. I even ran a couple different companies, tile divisions. And it just got to a point where I was like, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Why do I have a boss anymore? Because I'm basically am my boss, but for a boss. as far as the tile part of it went. And a friend of mine who owns a local hardwood company really talked me up. Brad Payne with Beach Hardwood Floors. He really talked me into it and got me going and sat me down and helped me go over, you know, design and business and like everything that goes into it. And from there, I started flowing, and it just kind of, all the dots started connecting, and all my connections with all of the contractors helped me out. And it just kind of went off from there.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool. You also had just like a mentor kind of
student. Yeah, no, he was absolutely a mentor. Because I honestly was too scared to do it on my own. And it took a couple friends and him especially to be like, man, you can do this. It's easy. Once you get going, it's going to be great for you. You've already got the mindset for it. You're doing the work. You know, you've already been doing the work. You've been doing the work a long time, but now you just need to focus on being an owner and getting your own business and doing it yourself. And that's what I went into it. My first year was not the easiest. And now I have multiple employees. We're doing multiple jobs at a time and I love it. It's great.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Cause I think that what I found with this podcast is there are a lot of people that are like how you were before, that they're doing something and they've always like had in maybe the back of their mind, what if I started my own? And sometimes I'll get feedback after listening to these podcasts that they're like, oh, wow, that was really inspiring. Well, if that person can do it, I can do it, you know? And I think you're really lucky to have that person that guided you. That could help you. So, yeah, that's great. So what are some myths or misconceptions that you hear about your industry or tile, anything that you do?
A good one is actually would be Pinterest. All of these designers and homeowners, they all look at Pinterest and see all these things and Instagram and they're like, oh, I want that. But everything you see on Instagram or on Facebook or, you know, Pinterest, those are not always ideal for your household or your style of living. We can always deliver the product that they want, but it might not be what they are able to keep up with or maintain. Shower designs are extremely high maintenance and people don't understand that. They see it and they're like, oh, I love that. I want that. And I'm like, okay, I have to explain to them. Like, there's so much more involved into just that picture you're seeing to keep it, maintain it and keep it up. And again, you know, they just see this picture and they're like, oh, I love it. I want it. But it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah.
And then,
well, that's great that you give feedback like that, because some other people may just
absolutely.
Do it and then leaves that person
with
a big headache that, you know, they weren't aware of.
Yeah. And it's my name. I mean, my name is BP Tile and Stone is my company and my name's Brandon Painter. My name is on every job. So I want to make sure that I'm giving a quality product and something that a homeowner can maintain and keep. And it lasts forever. I mean, that's the purpose of tile, is to last forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good point. Yeah, I never thought about that. So are you from Virginia Beach, Brandon?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised. My whole family. My mom graduated Kellam High School. I myself graduated in Virginia Beach. I've lived here my whole life. I have three beautiful kids that are all going to school here. Born and raised.
Nice. So what do you do for fun when you're not working on your business?
Normally working on my business.
Yeah.
that's day one and all times. But surfing, family. I love to surf. I love the beach. I love spending time with my kids. And then concerts are my big thing. Like, I love music. I am a huge music buff. And that shows that in a lot of my videos. It's all different music. You know, it's not just one, it's country, there's reggae, there's hip hop, there's, you know, old school music. It's just, I love music. So,
yeah. So do you have any concerts lined up this year that you're already?
I do. And I'm really happy about extremely happy about the reggae festival coming.
Oh, yeah.
We've never had a real reggae festival in Virginia Beach.
I know. I saw that and I'm looking forward to that too. I think I want to bring my son.
Yeah,
never been to anything like that, but I think it was cool.
And for it to be at our oceanfront in our hometown, I love it.
Yeah, fun. Okay, so how old are your kids?
Ooh, I have, hard to say. A lot of people don't believe it, but I do have a 19-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow.
So I have a 19-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old. He'll be 14 Tuesday. A year old son, and then a 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay. I have a 14 and a 9-year-old too, but I have my daughter's in between those two boys.
Right.
So can you share with us a hardship or life challenge that you rose above and it kind of brought you to where you are today. You're grateful for that experience. Probably not at the time, but today you are.
Yep. And that would be August 2019. I decided to get sober.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So sobriety is everything to me now, which it all comes back to, from my daughter. I won't lie about it. I was a bad drinker and I chose that over a lot of things. And when my oldest daughter brought that to my attention, it hit me so hard. I had to change my life. Wow. So ever since that day, I've been alcohol free, drug free. I focus on my company and my kids. Like I said, she changed my life.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel like the way things are now, it's easier to kind of live that lifestyle. There's more things that people are supporting, like social experiences without having to always have alcohol there. So hopefully that's helping you. Cause I'm sure it's a battle all the time, every day, you know, dealing with something like that.
And instantly I saw the change in my life. And then that's when I got the courage to start my company, was because of that. Like without sobriety, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, so what is one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business that you maybe haven't shared yet?
Biggest thing for us and my company is when we start a project, we are on that project for 8 hours a day, every day until completion. And that is hard to find around here from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who like to hop around and do different jobs and multiple jobs at one time. Once I start your job, we're on your job 8 hours a day until completion, as long as it's in my control or in my company's control. There's things that happen that we don't have control over that may push a day off or two, but we focus on what's at hand and that's it and only that.
Oh, good. So what are your favorite things to do in Virginia Beach or places to go, businesses that you like?
Well, I said before, surfing, hands down, the beach. As far as places to eat, I love Bluefin Sushi. It's in Hilltop, one of the best, in my opinion, best sushi restaurants around here.
Oh, I've driven past it all the time, but I've never been.
It's really good.
Yep. Okay. What's your favorite roll there?
Volcano roll. It's a basic roll, but it's a volcano roll.
Okay. Any other places that you like to take your kids or anything?
Well, always the beach. We like to go to travel as much as we can when able to, but it's typically still traveling to a beach for some reason. I don't understand that.
Oh, same here.
I'll never understand that. It's like we leave one beach to go to another beach. We could have stayed home. But it's just a way to get us out. But yeah, a little bit of traveling when we can. Again, just as much time with my kids as possible. And then, just working with them when I can.
Good. So where can people find more information about your company? Share any websites, social media handles?
Instagram is our number one. It's BP Tile and Stone on Instagram. And then my Facebook page, which would just be my name, Brandon Painter. That's all I've ever used. Actually, a funny thing about that is my Instagram handle or name, BP Tile and Stone, I started that almost, I want to say 15 years ago or 12, it might've been 12 years ago. So my Instagram is the name of my company that was started before I ever made my company. So I've been posting videos and pictures of all the work I've done through all the years, through all these other companies, but that name just stuck. And I was like, wow, I've already I started something not knowing I did that. And now here I am 3 years into owning BP Tile and Stone and doing great.
That's a really cool story. It just sounds like your path, this was your path and you found it. And, you know, whether, you know, that struggle that you mentioned had to do with it, that was kind of a block but it just sounds like it was meant to be. So,
I love it. And like I said, it's artwork to us and my employees. They all love what they do. They're happy about it. And it's art and we love doing it.
Great. Yeah, we can tell. We can tell by listening to you talk about it. So I really appreciate you joining us today on the Good Neighbor Podcast. It's been great learning more about your company. Like I said, I haven't had anybody on here yet that does what you do. And I think like some of the information you shared is really valuable, kind of sets you apart from others in the area. So thanks again for being a guest.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpvirginiabeach.com. That's gnpvirginiabeach.com. Or call 757-982-3690.